Today is Thursday, March 14th, 2024. There's a lot to get to here on a mayor's office like this.
So flying upstairs, boom, I get into my locker, go grab my batting gloves. I grab my batting gloves, I turn back, change, and I can see Dion's lockers across from me, and he's talking to somebody. And I look over, and D-Prime's like, hey, Case, hey, have you ever met Bo before? Deion Sanders is talking to Bo Jackson. I believe it's the first conversation they've ever had. Hey, Sean, nice to meet you. You got a nice swing. I'm all, this is incredible. Dude, I'm in this conversation. And then all of a sudden, I hear, hey, Case, you're up. Dude, I didn't even care. Dude. I was in a conversation with Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders. I was like, hey, have somebody pinch hit for me in the first, and I'll come back in the next match. And I'm in love with this good life. Can't give it up. Make it to the top and keep climbing. I wanna live it up. The good life. I'm coming up. The good life. Good life.
Coming in hot.
Almost forgot to hit record again. Hey, I got to open to the show today. I've watched this 20 times. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but I have a lot of questions. Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah. Again, scout the opposition. This time it is starter turn closer, John Smoltz. Some of the filthiest, nastiest stuff in the National League. How do you hit him? We asked that of these Reds hitters.
Try and get him early. You know, you want to try and get him first few pitches, because as soon as you get that split finger slider, you're take it to the house, right? Because you're in trouble.
It all comes down to
getting good pitches. Dude.
That was Bruning, second guy. Where did you find that?
It's online. Somebody posted it like 5 days ago. It was like kind of like a throwback Thursday or something. Dude, why do you have a Boone voice? Did you have a very high-pitched voice when you were younger?
Dude, my voice has changed over the years. I don't know if it's like talking or like getting ratty. Sarah says that to me. She's like, when she hears me talk before, I sound like my son Jake, and now I sound like Hulk Hogan now. I don't know what happened.
Dude, I'm telling you. I heard that. I was like, wait, I thought that was – if you didn't see, it would have sounded like one big, long Boonie soundbite, because he's got that, like, higher pitch voice. Oh, my God. I don't know. I had to share that with you. It's hysterical.
Send me that clip. Dude, send me that.
I'm going to send it to you right now. So they tagged you in it. That's how good you are at social media. They tagged you in
it. Dude, I'm trying to stay off social media as much as I can.
Yeah, that's true. It's you, Boone. There's a couple other guys in it. I'll send it to you. Cracked me up. Okay. It was the year Smoltz became a closer. So what year was that? All right.
Smoltz was so nasty, bro. Like, I said in that thing, get him early. if he paints that first pitch heater away, Smoltz 98, dude, he hit you with the split and the slide. It was over. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Speaking of what's over, how about Dylan Cease as a Padre now, bro? That was an explosive situation last night. You were on the air, I think. When
I was on air. Yeah, dude. Do you believe that? Dylan Cease to the Padres, man. You know what? I almost feel like AJ Preller, you know, the GM out there, is like, oh, the Yankees are going to get him? Oh, no, he's not. We're getting him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, there's so many things. And that's how AJ Preller works. Hey, listen, it's a great – they didn't have to get rid of any of their top five prospects. The one guy they gave up was Drew Thorpe, who's one of the young pitchers they got from the Yankees for Juan Soto.
There you go.
So that, you know, and they got a couple other arms. They've got a lot of arms in some of their deals. But, dude, now look at the Padres. Listen, that rotation is now Yu Darvish, Joe Musgrove, Dylan Cease, and Michael King, who they got. The big piece was that for the Juan Soto trade was Michael King.
Who you love.
Was that big? Who I love. He's got great stuff. Johnny Brito, too, could be their number five starter. But don't forget, dude, don't sleep on, like, Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis, Xander Bogaerts. You know, you got him there, too, who's a good player. Jake Cronenworth. There's some decent players. You know, you got some star power now. But if you're going to win in the West there against the Dodgers or just get to the postseason, you got to be able to pitch on the bump. Mm-hmm. And now when I look at that, and don't forget, Dylan Cease also has two more years of club control. Mm-hmm. So he has this year and next year of club control before he's a free agent. So I think it's a great sign by the Padres. And I think it also brings some questions to the Yankees too, because, you know, we were saying yesterday, you know, Cease's name came up in the Yankees, that would make sense because of the 100% luxury tax they're in.
Right.
You know, now the Yankees, anything they pay, anything they anybody they sign now goes, they have to pay 110% on that tax.
Right.
So if they went and got Dylan Cease, he's making $8 million a year. They would have paid him 16.
Right.
Now he's off the board. So now you got to start looking. If it's not Snell and it's not Montgomery, because you don't want to pay double the money, maybe Michael Lorenzen, you know, maybe, you know, the next tier of guys, you know, that could come for the Yankees. But I do think the Yankees, with Cole missing 1 to 2 months, you know, have to do something. And also, too, Will Warren, they're one prospect.
Yeah.
They have some young arms that are pretty good, too.
They do. And, you know, hey, look, if Rodon can straighten it out, like you have the guy that you – if he could be the guy that you signed, you're not in as bad a shape as you were. My other question, though, is do you think, like you said, maybe get lower-level starters, because you always want 6 or 7 or 8 starters, and you want 15 starters if you have them. But
right.
Do you think they can bang enough for 2 months without having to do something? And then if you're within like 5 or 6 games of anything, don't forget, like, there will be a trade deadline. You know, there will be teams that are out of it.
Well, the other thing that concerns me is, you know, you're right. Rodon's, you know, is definitely the piece here where you're like, okay, he needs to have a bounce back here and be the guy that they signed for big money. The only thing that scares me about the rotation is, you know, Stroman only threw 130 innings last year, I believe. He was on the DL a lot the second half. Nestor Cortez only threw 60-plus innings, and so did Rodon, only 60-plus innings. So, you know, you're asking a lot out of guys that were both on the – three guys that were on the IL last year for a big chunk of the season to come back. And are those guys going to throw you – you know, are they going to give you 30 starts each? Because if they don't, you know, then you're in a little bit of a pickle. That's what you look and you look, you know, you just probably need more depth. But listen, man, can that lineup bang? Yeah, that lineup is the best. For me, that lineup's one of the best lineups in baseball. When you're talking LeMahieu at 1, Soto at 2, Judge at 3, Rizzo, you know, you got Gleyber Torres there, you got Verdugo sitting there, then you got Stanton could be hitting 7. You got Wells and Volpe or Trevino. So it's a deep lineup, man. So can they bang and survive for a couple months? If Cole's only down for that, yeah, that would be best case scenarios that they could survive for a couple months. But dude, at the end of the day, let's not sleep. I mean, if Stroman, Rodon, and Cortez pitch the way they can, that's a pretty legit top three, too. I think we're talking when you lose Cole, he's the creme de la creme, dude. He's the best pitcher in baseball, I think, by far. So it's just a big hit because, you know, when you have a horse like Cole, you can really lean on him at times, if, you know, to stop a losing streak or to stop, you know, to get you a definite win.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. And the injury bug not escaping other places too, dude. Milwaukee loses back-to-back all-star in Devin Williams, man. 36 saves last year.
Yeah, and a reliever of the year last year.
And a reliever.
Best reliever in the NL. Yeah,
that is a killer.
Boy. That's a huge hit for them because, you know, they just got rid of Corbin Burns. So, you know, you're kind of wondering what the Brewers are doing, but they still got a good team. And one of the big reasons why was, like, that bullpen with Devin Williams at the back end is still going to win you games. I mean, he's as locked down as they come, for real. And that changeup reminds me of Trevor Hoffman's changeup, man. I mean, it's an equalizer. It's one of the best pitches in the game. So to lose Devin Williams, who was the best reliever in the NL for 3 months with a stress fracture in his back, that's a huge blow for the Brewers.
Yeah, I mean, we can be the history is right there with, like, the Mets last year losing Edwin Diaz, and now you see what he's doing in the spring. The Mets walk into this season thinking, okay, we don't have to worry about the back of the bullpen. Like, isn't that a huge thing for your team? Even on offense, when you're up, you get up, all right, we're up 7-5. It's the sixth inning. Now I'm like, okay, let's keep it here. Keep them there. And then bam, right, just coming in. That security blanket probably makes you looser in a box a little bit when you're like, all right, we don't need to bang out four runs so that we don't lose it in the ninth inning.
Yeah, no, you're right, Chinchy. And you're right, Edwin Diaz. Look at the Mets. I really believe losing him last year
Killed him.
Really kind of derailed them a little bit. I don't know, like, because they could not lock down some games last year. So many games last year, you know, were determined in that last ninth inning. And for Carlos Mendoza to be able to go get Edwin Diaz, and you saw him the other day when he came in. I mean, he just struck out three guys. Slider was like 92, 93, just nasty, throwing 100 miles an hour. So that's huge. And that's how the Brewers feel now. Like, oh, man, season's about to start. We're losing our best closer, Devin Williams, for at least 3 months. That's a tough one to swallow.
Tough one to swallow. One quick note on the Mets, and this is a little inside info. I think it's out there. But so, you know, Diaz has the greatest walk-in song now, too, but the trumpet here. Like,
maybe trumpet or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They installed for this season, they installed this some sort of lighting system. So not only when he comes into the game is there going to be a guy playing a trumpet, but the entire stadium lights are going to be flickering when he comes in. It's absolutely bananas. Are you on that or out on that? The guys, when they round the bases on a homer now, and the entire stadium is flashing and glowing.
Dude, it's crazy.
In person this summer, probably, at some of
the ballpark. Dude, I'm in on it, because anything to entertain the fans. I think in baseball, you know, baseball's the one sport that you're like, oh, it's America's pastime. You know, the purist or whatever. No, at the end of the day, the game needs to evolve. We're in the entertainment industry. We're here to entertain fans. You know, like you said, Edwin Diaz now has strobe lights going off when he comes into Timmy Trumpets. You know how many people are waiting? They did it the other day in spring training. He came in the fifth inning. They got the Timmy Trumpets. So everyone's standing up. No. Everyone's fired up.
It's so good.
It's an entertainment, man, industry. Yeah. It's about the entertainment value. So, if hitting home runs and turning the lights flashing on off is good for the fans, it's good for me.
I like it. All right, two last things. Both are clappers. One, Bo Jackson going into the Royals Hall of Fame. God bless him. Awesome. The other one, Will the Thrill's birthday today. 6-0, bro.
Dude, think Will the
Thrill's are. Will Clark's is 60 years old now.
Dude, that means we're old. That's the reason I wanted to play baseball, because of Will Clark. Thank you, the Thrill, for playing the game the way you did. Happy 60th, brother. You're the best. And thanks for coming on the mayor's office a couple months ago. We had
I'm going to throw that up. I'm going to throw that up on the internet today and remind everybody, hey, happy birthday to Will. Go look at his interview with his childhood.
Do that. Put a link to that episode.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah. It's really great.
So cool. Dude, Bo Jackson, too, going in the Royals Hall of Fame. I think that's awesome, man. You go back and look, maybe the greatest athlete we've ever seen. And, dude, I got a great Bo Jackson story. So, 2001, I'm with the Reds, obviously, and we're playing the White Sox. And it's like, you know, I'm hitting third that day. It's in the middle of the summer. And Deion Sanders is on our team. So, remember, I said Deion and Junior both on our team. It's like star power. Two of the greatest athletes ever are on the Reds that summer. And Deion was on the DL at the time, and I was hitting third in the game. So, you know, after every game, you put your gloves in the helmet. And so I put my gloves in the helmet, and, you know, for whatever reason, I went to get my helmet and my gloves weren't in there. So I'm like, oh man, they must be still in my bag my locker. So I'm flying upstairs. Boom, I get into my locker, go grab my batting gloves. I grab my batting gloves, I turn back, change, and I can see Deion's lockers across from me, and he's talking to somebody. And I look over, and D Prime's like, hey, Case, hey, have you ever met Bo before? Deion Sanders is talking to Bo Jackson. I believe it's the first conversation they've ever had.
Wow.
The first time they've really ever sat down to meet. And I walk over, dude. Now, the game has started, and I'm hitting third, but I don't even care. And I go over, and, oh, man, Bo, so nice to meet you. Hey, Sean, nice to meet you. You got a nice swing. I'm all, oh, this is incredible. Dude, I'm in this conversation, and then all of a sudden I hear, hey, Kate, you're up. You're up.
Like, you're so locked in.
Dude, I didn't even care. I didn't even care, dude. I was in a conversation with Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders. I was like, hey, have somebody pinch hit for me in the first, and I'll come back in the next bat.
Dude, that's a That might be the best combo you could ever get together. Like, that's like, I don't even know what you can compare that to. That's like,
Yeah, dude,
I
two of the
don't know.
greatest
That's quite
athletes in the history of the earth,
two
the history
sports.
of the earth.
They were both great at two sports. That's not even
Yeah.
like pitching and hitting. That's two sports. That's a crazy thing about it.
Dude, Dion played 10 years in the big leagues and was 17 years in the NFL, I think, or whatever, one of the greatest shutdown corners. Had Bo not gotten hurt, Bo was the best running back in the NFL
Yeah. Dude.
and all-star in the big leagues.
Right. But also, additionally, both of those guys, Dion could have been like Michael Johnson. Dion could have been an Olympian. And Bo could have been like a tri oh my God. It could have been like, remember the Dan and Dance, the triathlete
Oh,
guys?
yeah.
You don't think Bo Jackson in his prime would have won every category in the what do you call that? Is it triathlete? What is
Decathlon? Is it
the
decathlon?
decathlon? You don't think if
Yeah.
he's throwing that ball, Bo Jackson can throw it? He could have. Bo knows,
In
man.
the, dude, he'd have been the greatest athlete of all time.
Greatest commercial series of all time. Bo knows.
Yes. Yeah.
It's,
Incredible.
you can't compare. I don't even care. I like it better than
Dude,
Jordan's.
when I worked at the Athlete's Foot in 1990 at the South Hills Village,
Could see
okay,
you got to wear the
I
jersey.
got 0.05% commission. And that's when the Bo cross trainers came in. And dude, I used to get paid. I used to just
Cross.
go, I used to buy. They'd be like, hey, you get 10% off. I'm like, 10%? Oh man, it's incredible. Freaking, which is basically nothing, basically nothing. Those Bo cross trainers back then, dude, were like $99, like $140. First time a shoe had gone over 100, but I got the orange ones,
I
orange
forgot
and white ones, dude. I
about
bought it for
that.
like $130.
I forgot about that. He basically what Jordan did for like sneakers, and I'm not gonna go too far here, but like
Yeah.
that cross training back then, the cross training sneaker where you didn't have to wear high tops and you didn't have to wear low tops, but you can wear them to
Yeah.
work out. That was like a big deal back then, especially
Oh
when
yeah,
we were kids.
Bo knows, dude. Bo knows
Yeah.
archery, Bo knows golf, Bo knows the Bo knows commercials were incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible. That and Reebok pumps, those are the two biggest things for
Oh, dude, the pumps were those were the bad. I was like, I'm gonna be able to dunk, and next thing I know, I can't even get the net. I'm like, these pumps don't work. Pumps don't work.
I got the pumps real quick for my birthday, and I was in like 6th or 7th grade, and we were playing basketball and like pretty good basketball here on Long Island and Queen. And you're playing against Queens kids, whatever. We played Christ the King, and like the Christ the King, the middle school where all the kids were going to go to Christ the King, and either beat the crap out of us by like 100. But I walk in, and every player on the other team, they're like, "You rich kid with your Reebok pumps." Rich kid with your Reebok pumps, you think that's going to make you jump higher than me? And I'd be like, it was a birthday present from my parents. It just never worked out. I almost had to trash him because I was getting ripped so hard by other teams when I was wearing the pumps. Anyway,
Oh my God, it's so
all right,
funny,
bro.
dude.
I have not received your package as of yet.
Okay, good. Tomorrow's the day, bro. Tomorrow's the
It's
day.
coming today, right? Because I go out there. I don't want
It's
any of these
coming today. It's
porch
coming. I think it's
pirates.
coming today. It's coming today. My sources tell me it's coming today.
Okay.
Okay,
Long
I can't
Island
tell you who
porch
my
pirates.
sources are.
Long Island porch pirates, man. They just walk up and steal your stuff out off the front stoops, you know?
Are you serious?
Dude, that's a big thing on Long Island. Like you see it. That's why everybody has a Ring doorbells, and you see like somebody's just walking their dog down the street, walk up, take somebody's package, and just keep walking their dog.
All right, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Exactly. Clean up the world, man. Clean up the world.
God, so
Nice.
frustrating.
Anyway, all right, I'm gonna send you the clip of you in the Mickey Mouse voice right now. All
Okay, yeah,
right. All
please
right,
send
bro.
me that. All right, man. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Everybody out there, thanks for listening. Appreciate you. And we'll see everybody tomorrow when Chinch unveils the present.
Exactly.